Has anyone ever told you how cold it is in here?
It is really cold in here.
It's really cold. Whoa!
Okay, I'll turn you down there.
It's just that I can hear myself in here, and that's kind of cool.
Okay. Well, everybody, since this is our new Christmas special, holiday special, why don't you get on the phone there, Tom, so my brother can hear you sing Chipmunk's Christmas.
I'm not singing Christmas Chipmunks on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. Who are we speaking with now?
We are on the phone with Bill Wilson, my brother. He's in Whitewater, Wisconsin right now. Is school canceled for you, Bill? Oh, because of all the ice out there, my mom doesn't have to go to work, and my brother has a two-hour delay.
You have a two-hour delay? And so you're spending it talking on the phone with us? Man, when I had a two-hour delay, all I did was sleep.
That's what he's going to do when he gets off the phone.
Okay. Uh-oh, there are people with doors outside, Claire. I'm frightened.
Huh?
There are people slamming doors outside. I'm frightened. They're coming to kick our butts.
Okay, what is it, Bill? He wants me to make this announcement. Bill does. Okay, go ahead. Call in if you know the answer. Who the hell is Black Grape?
I like Black Grape. You know who Black Grape is, actually. I can answer this. It was quite an amazing thing. The guy who used to be the lead singer of the Happy Mondays.
Oh, wow, the Happy Mondays. Okay.
You must remember the Happy Mondays. The Happy Mondays finally pretty much ended, and so he went on to do Black Grape. That he restarted it with, he was the lead singer and, pretty much the lead artistic person in it. I think it's someone else from the Happy Mondays also. And they picked up another person or two. And so that's who Black Grape is.
Oops, sorry. Zowie.
Did you just say Zowie?
Yes.
That's beautiful. That's who Black Grape is. Do you feel more knowledge now? Do you know who the Happy Mondays are? Okay, then you're all the better for it. That's who Black Grape is. Don't ask me even where I picked that up. All I know is that somehow I know that.
Tom has just a plethora of music knowledge.
That's why I'm going to...
Music trivia, not knowledge, just trivia.
Yeah, music trivia. I'll take music trivia for 200, Alex. What is the New Wave 80s movement? Correct.
Okay.
So, Bill, what tales of Wisconsin do you have to tell us this morning? What tales of Wisconsin do you have to tell us this morning? Tales of Wisconsin. That seems to be our main theme today. Tales from Wisconsin.
Yes, yeah. that's what he said.
Claire, what did I say?
It's Tales from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Just like, no, we don't have any food in here. But did you say they have no food in here? Okay.
Claire.
What?
Pass me the chips.
I'm sorry, I can't pass you the chips. There's no food in here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do you have a tale from Wisconsin, Bill? Yes, a tale from Wisconsin.
As opposed to a tale from Boston.
Huh? Like, I don't know.
Like an interesting story that you just think about and go, you know, that's really Wisconsin. Kind of like I had a cab driver from hell the other day who almost killed us all. Like, that's Boston. You know, what's like keen to Wisconsin?
We have a crappy public radio station that Dad listens to. And you can try to win tickets to Old World Wisconsin.
What's Old World Wisconsin?
It's one of those,
Is it like a Ren Fair, or?
Not really. It's more like 18th and 19th centuries.
Ooh.
Like settlers, and craftsmen, and they have, the different nationalities. Like, there's, this mini German town, and mini Irish town, and Swiss town, and stuff. It just talks about, their old crafts and stuff. It's kind of an educational thing.
This is supposed to be entertaining.
It depends if you like history, or...
It's like a history teacher's wet dream?
Oh, yes, a history teacher.
A Wisconsin history teacher's wet dream.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
That's kind of frightening, isn't it?
I don't think about my history teacher having a wet dream.
I don't think about my history teacher that way either. You know what I have to do tomorrow?
What do you have to do tomorrow?
I have to go back and visit my school.
Why?
Because I haven't gone back and visited yet.
Oh.
It's a block down from where we live.
Your school is a block from Little Building?
Yeah.
Wow, I'll go with you.
No, you can't. You're a girl.
Oh, that's right.
It's an all-boys school. Trust me.
I'll go with you anyway.
You know, you wouldn't, like, last, like, a minute. I don't think they'd even let you in. They'd flip out.
Why?
Because they only let...
I don't have a penis.
Because you don't have a penis. She doesn't... Bill, can you attest to this? Does Claire have a penis? Does Claire have a penis? She left it at Wisconsin? Damn you, leaving your penis everywhere. Never know what you're going to do with your penis.
It's still in the jar. Didn't I tell you that yesterday, Tom? That
yes, yes, you did tell me this. I just wanted to make sure Bill
knew. It's a running joke all over town.
Now it's from Wisconsin to Boston. Everyone knows that Claire's penis is at home in a jar.
That's over the air.
You know, Claire, I'm really tired.
That's okay. Actually, I'm not as tired as I would have been if my alarm clock had gone off at 5 like it was supposed to.
I'm going to take a nap under the console.
Under the console.
Just going to, like, fall under here.
Lay low, Luke.
Lay low. Lay Luke low. Lay Luke.
Lay Luke low. So, anything else you have to say, Bill? Because I have to call Josh, too. He needs my assistance on something. At Ken's mom's solstice party, everybody has to bring a candle. Whoever comes with the coolest light wins a prize. He needs me to help him set himself on fire. Billy, you know I haven't set people on fire since freshman year in high school. I'm not sure if it was rubbing alcohol or hairspray, but whatever it is, he scared a lot of little children. That's another story, Tom. I don't know if I should tell it over the air.
Oh, we get to tell that one today. Oh, yes, we do.
That was one of the most interesting nights of my life.
Then we definitely hear that one.
That has something to do with my first boyfriend and the fact that he was psychotic. Huh? Let's not bring him up.
Let's...
That reminds Billy, he bit two people at the Christmas party.
First of all, Billy, A, why are you biting people? And B, how come you get to go to a freaking Christmas party? Our lives suck. We don't have any Christmas parties. We had that damn mocktail party. Oh, boy.
We have a Mystery Science Theater 3000 party.
Oh, that's right. And we have, there's something going on in the dining hall, like, tonight and tomorrow night, too.
Okay.
There's plenty of stuff. But like a real holiday party? Have you gotten an invitation to a real holiday party? Bill, have you gone to like a real holiday party so far this year?
Yes. That's where you bit people.
That's where you bit people. Claire, have you gone to like a real holiday party this year?
Yes, I did. I went to the BU faculty and graduate party because we were Christmas caroling, and we got free food.
I am the last person to go to, like, an actual holiday party.
The thing is, I was only invited because I was singing there.
Oh, well, at least you were invited. You could be me. Haven't gone to a holiday party all year.
What, Bill? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I just found out that I accidentally hung up on my brother yesterday.
You accidentally hung up on him? Claire, that's so mean.
My dad was talking to me, and he said, I'm going to hang up now. I said, okay. And he said goodbye and hung up, and I hung up. And just so happened, my brother was still on the phone waiting to talk to me.
Claire, that's so mean. I can't be on the radio with you anymore. You're mean. You think I should just, like, leave now, Bill? Beat her up. No. I'm short. I can't beat her up. It's an impossibility. What? I'm short. I'm like, we're talking 5'5 here.
I'm a little... How tall are you, Bill?
There, I feel better. Oh, no,
yeah,
wait, no, I don't. You're a sophomore in high school, aren't you?
He's a junior.
I feel such like crap.
He's one of the shortest people in school, though. It's true.
Yeah, I know, but I still feel like crap now.
But people...
Nothing like the holidays to depress you. Damn tall people. That's it. I'm gonna off myself in the ECB newsroom.
Don't do it, Tom. I can't clean it up.
Okay. It's really loud.